Welcome, one and all, with your host, Rolando, and his co-host, John. We are the Skeleton Boys.
Hello and welcome to the Skeleton Boys, a horror movie podcast. I'm Rolando.
And I'm Johnny.
And welcome to the show. Welcome to the show. This week we are reviewing Society. John will give us the plot in five words or less. We'll go into our first thoughts and go into a deeper spoiler analysis.
Okay, well here is what I'm going to say. Rich, sexy, gloopy, raunchy bodies. But now I want to hear Rolando's.
What?
Tell us in five words. Describe this movie in five words.
I'm still trying to go over your five words again. I don't think I miscounted.
Rich, sexy, gloopy, raunchy bodies.
Yeah, that's it. That's perfect.
I was going to say rich, sexy, gloopy, raunchy guys, but I don't know.
There's some women in here pretty raunchy too. So. So, I for sure wrote notes. So,
oh, wonderful.
So I can keep track of my thoughts. but I kind of want to hear your first thoughts on Society.
Oh, okay. I thought it was like, this is one of those rare movies that was so deep that you're probably never going to understand it.
Okay.
Or so terribly written that it's just kind of bad. I'm going to go with the latter. This movie was not great. I'm sorry that I recommended it.
Wait. So I was under the impression that you had seen it before.
No. It was the first time I had seen it.
Okay.
But the reason I wanted to watch is because Brian Yuzna, mm-hmm. He's a guy that did like Bride of the Reanimator. So he started that whole sort of like gore horror thing. Mm-hmm. And this was like his very first movie. And he said he wouldn't do Bride of the Reanimator unless he did Society first. And I'm guessing it was kind of like his like get his feet wet, but he really wanted to make this movie. But he admitted he got the effects part of it done first and then kind of try to write the movie around that, which is why it doesn't make any sense.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You can give it some sort of meaning, but I don't know.
Right. I think I came up with my five words or less plot.
Okay, let's hear it.
Let's see if I got it this time. This is like Human Centipede. Because that's really all I can like compare this movie to it's kind of about one thing. It's about one scene, right? This whole movie's set up to be just about one thing, just the really sort of gruesome whatever end scene, which we'll get to.
Right,
just want to kind of dig into our first thoughts here, but Society. It's essentially a one scene movie like you're describing. They totally did. You could totally tell they worked backwards. Like they literally just thought of the scene that they wanted to make, the end scene, and then just sort of came up with a really, really rough, very simple, basic story about a teenager boy whose family's in some sort of like cult, right?
Or something. Again, it never gets explained. The one time he questions it, these people don't even give him a straight answer. It's like, like, okay, it doesn't matter. They're society. I don't know.
And the whole title and the play is that they're rich. They're a rich society. The rich society basically eats or dwells on the poor.
Yeah, eat the poor. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm in the same boat. I wasn't like, I wasn't a giant fan of the film. I think I really liked the lead though. I thought he was very genuine.
Yeah, the dude from
Billy Warlock.
Baywatch, right? He's from Baywatch.
Well, I was thinking he looks like a Tom. He looks like a young Tom Welling. That's all that was running through my head.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So, yeah, yeah. Or like, and he had the hair of John Stamos from Full House.
I mean, I kept calling him, like John Stamos, but I was saying, what was it? Joey Stamos, because he had this like Joey Lawrence thing going on.
Yeah.
Exactly. Like even the way he talked, like I was waiting for him to go, whoa, like every time like something bad happened.
Yeah, exactly. Like he,
which seems to be his entire existence for some reason.
And, you know, I thought for the most part, he did a really solid job, like for what the film is. And he seems like just committed and he's just like in it. You know what I mean? Kind of just really in the part. He's some of the other actors are not as strong, I guess is probably the nice way to put it. But
yeah, pretty much all of them, I guess. Honestly. <Yeah. laughs> what's her name? There's this one actress. She's been in other things that, and I just can't think of. Devon DeVasquez. She plays Clarissa, who is like sort of the love interest. Even though he has a girlfriend. Yeah. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she was pretty good, I thought. Even though she didn't have much to do for her role, other than like, actually, I don't know. I don't understand a lot of these parts, honestly. But
well, she was really awful to her mother, who ate the hair.
Oh, that's true. Because her mother is
catatonic.
Yeah, for some reason too. Again, doesn't get explained.
Yeah, doesn't get explained.
Nothing gets explained in this movie. That's why, like, I feel like maybe I'm gonna attempt to try to talk about a character as this goes along, but then I'm probably going to stop short being like, actually, I have no clue. I have no clue what the purpose of this was.
Yeah, and that's one of the main things. Like, I mean, I feel like it was kind of just a weird, strange movie. Like, there's like everyone's behaving. Some of it intentional, some of it unintentional. Like, just odd choices, just everywhere. And like, it's kind of built as this like a paranoid movie, right? Like kind of thriller in the beginning, which is so odd, especially where we land at the end. Like it's a thriller, right? As a paranoid thriller type movie. And even though, you know, the movie's, it's not very clever. It's pretty, you can kind of see all the twists a mile away, right? I mean.
Oh yeah. If you can call them twists. I mean, yeah. I don't even know if the end scene is really a twist. It's just like, it just happens. I mean, I guess you expect something because the cold open is close-ups of bodies and it's just a close-up of that scene at the end.
Right. Yeah.
You remember? And I guess Brian Yuzna actually had, I don't know if this is jumping ahead, but he starts the movie off with the end of the movie or right before the end of the movie where our protagonist wakes up in a hospital and is going back to these people, the society people. And that was supposed to be the opening. And then it was supposed to be just him remembering everything, but he didn't want to confuse the audience.
Mm-hmm.
So naturally he's like, what if I just put a close up of what we shot at the end? And that won't confuse anyone. Right. Cause I was like, what is this? Are you going to show me this and then not show me anything again for like an hour? And that's exactly what happened. I was like, oh.
Yeah, it was a little confusing in the beginning. I thought it was maybe done on purpose to sort of create
just to
this
be
tension.
Surreal or, yeah.
Yeah, to create a surrealness or something and to merely put you in an uncomfortable position for the whole movie. Like,
yeah, because I guess he like never fits in anywhere for some reason. Oh, one thing I got to point out is like, I like how rich the house was, right? Like, and it's
in quotations. You can't see, but John says in quotations.
Yeah, in quotations. Like how rich the house was, which obviously looked more like a country club from the outside. So I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
And that's kind of the only house you see. And you're supposed to be like, oh, okay, Beverly Hills house. And then they go to Beverly Hills High, and it's like the most underwhelming looking school. like you can tell they had a low budget, had like the art department come in and just make like a bunch of crappy banners real quick. And I'm like, oh, well.
Yeah.
That's Beverly Hills.
Beverly Hills Academy, right?
Yeah, Academy. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, oh, okay.
I
guess that's like cutting ahead. I was just realizing something else that doesn't get explained is, so this society, I feel like the whole idea is like they take people and then replace them with themselves, but then maybe they don't, because that never gets explained either.
Well, one of the things that glaringly also I don't think gets explained is like, so Billy's not a part of this family. I'll kind of say it non-spoilerishly, but Billy's not a part of this family, but they never explain why he's there.
I don't think that's a spoiler either, because again, that's never explained.
Yeah.
They finally mention, no, you're not a part of our family, and then that's all you're going to get. That's it.
There's no motivation as to why this is happening and why.
No, none. And that girl, the love interest, she like knew something about him, and he's like, oh, wow, what else are you going to tell me about myself? Who my parents are? And she's like, which ones? Your adopted ones or your real ones? And then they cut away from like, oh, they get distracted. And then that's never explained either.
And then she offers to pee in his cup.
Yeah, yes, yes.
This is the weirdest line.
Yeah, and I feel like the context wasn't really there. So again, that's never explained. It's just like a weird one-off line.
Yeah, yeah.
I guess should we kind of attempt to explain this movie from, like, try to paraphrase what this movie is? I tried to do it earlier, and I was like, fuck, I don't know. Let's see, the beginning, it's dark, he's sweating for some reason, he walks inside his house, and he starts hearing, like, whisperings. And then that's it. And then his parents come in and are being very dismissive of him, and his sister loves him for some reason. That's never explained. I don't know. I thought there was going to be some sort of weird incestual thing.
Oh, there is. There's definitely... weird yeah. incestual things happening in this movie.
Like, oh, you know what? Yeah, that's true. That's true. Because, like, a couple of scenes later, which I'm racking my brain trying to remember the relationship he had with that other girl at the beginning.
Oh, his first girlfriend.
Yeah, and then
she seemed only motivated to fit in, right? To fit into the whatever. She wants to go to parties and be accepted and in that, like, society.
Those parties. Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. She's probably the only one that has any sort of story then.
How so?
I don't know about the others. Because she's the only one that kind of, I think she gets what she wants. I feel like there's like a throwaway scene where you see that she's changed her appearance. And she's being just as rude to our protagonist like everyone else is, because they're all acclimating to the society, which I think is what's happening. Again, that doesn't get explained, so I'm not entirely sure.
A lot of mystery.
Yeah, it's a very, very mysterious movie. But yeah, our hero, Billy Warlock, I forgot his name in the movie.
I think it's Billy. Billy Whitney. Billy Whitney, yeah.
Billy Whitney. I guess you figure out he doesn't fit in anywhere because he's not like everyone else. But then when he's debating with the nerdy guy who's a part of the super elite cool kids, everybody's on his side. Like, everybody loves him in the debate at the beginning, because he's like going for a student body president or something, right?
That was unclear. He was going, wasn't he trying to be like the debate champion, the debate leader? That's why he beat the nerd, even though it looked like it was like a, you know, school, you know, cabinet what am I saying? Like a
student body, right? Like a
I don't know. Like a school debate for president or something. But I think they said it's like a debate club. It was a debate club, a really, really well attended debate club.
Shit, it looked like the school was and that whole like the dynamic he has with the cool kids is never explained either. Like why there's a lot of whys in this movie. I think that's what the movie that should have been my five word thing. Like why and why and why.
Yeah, no, I get you. Yeah, it's like I said, I think we're right on in that. Like it's a movie that's about the end scene. It's really kind of like the thing to talk about,
right?
You know,
I don't think anybody's gonna remember the rest of the movie because it's not like I don't remember it. I just didn't understand it.
Right. Yeah. Same.
I mean, there's like a scene where he walks into his sister's room because. Oh yeah. Okay. So there's another character called, the weird pervy kid, or he's supposed to be a weird pervy kid, David Blanchard. Blanchard. They call him Blanchard.
Yeah.
And his older sister catches Blanchard inside of her actual bedroom while she's like in lingerie or something.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like recording her with a camera, and then he runs out like freaked out. It's like, oh, like he's like a perv. And then he does have like pervy stuff recorded on like a tape recorder, but then they're not real. They're something else. So he's the reason that Billy is like, oh, okay, I got to figure this out. And at one point he goes to check up on his sister and his sister's showering. And this part confused me because he's like, oh, well, let me stare at my sister showering through the shower door. And she's clearly facing like towards the shower head, but she's got like boobs on her back.
Yeah, that was weird because I think it happened twice. The other love interest if he had, what was her name? Clarissa. They have this thing where like they're able to contort their bodies so they're like, their fronts are in the backs, you know what I mean?
Right,
so I think the his sister was showering and she was completely contorted, meaning like her bottom half was facing forward and her back half was facing the other direction. And they do that same trick when Billy has like a
they're having sex, I think.
Yeah, and like right after they she's contorted too. Or something.
Right, yeah, your legs are facing the wrong direction. Yeah, apparently she had like a friend on set that day and they just asked her if she could play the legs, and that's how they got that shot real quick.
Mm-hmm.
Again, Brian Yuzna like stole a bunch of these shots like as best as he could. Like the boobs on the back thing was like in the moment, like, oh, we need this. But it doesn't actually explain what I guess we should call it. Like it's called the shunting. Is
perfect.
The name of the thing of the scene.
Okay.
At the end.
Okay, so I think we should just dive into that. Let's start. Let's just get full spoiler, and let's just dive into the end because this is what the whole movie is, right? Like,
right. Yeah.
The shunting.
Because there's other moments again, like the nerdy guy that he's debating with. At one point, it's like, I need to talk to you.
Mm-hmm.
And they meet out in the woods, and then he finds that guy dead in his car. And then the guy comes back. So I'm like, okay, did he get replaced? Like, what's the deal? Why would, you know?
It's just filler. It's just plot. It's just got to stretch the time.
And then that Blanchard kid who's like a pervert but has all this like evidence, he gets killed in a car accident, but he doesn't. And this is what leads into our shunting scene.
Right.
There's also a therapist, but apparently Brian Yuzna like, threw that in also after the fact to like fill it up more, which was like unnecessary.
So in five words or less, do you want to describe what a shunting is?
Oh yeah. Yeah, I totally can. So a shunting is
a
rich, sexy, gloopy, raunchy bodies.
So
my description at the beginning was actually the shunting.
Yeah. So
it's like, if anybody's ever seen, let's go with like, I want to say any of the Alien movies, but Alien Resurrection, which I know is not everybody's favorite, but towards the end, Ripley falls into like the Queen's lair again, and all the bodies are kind of still alive, And the dude from, that actor he's always playing like the crazy person. Anyway, he's like talking to Ripley saying like, she thinks you're her mother or whatever. And it's just like a bunch of like bodies and like a gloopy skin. This is basically what this looks like, except it's all red, like real vibrant red.
So they get the guy you're talking about, what's his name, Blanchard, and they essentially,
I feel like they rape him to death.
Yeah, and they like, they're like this, the society is basically like this, almost like an alien cult that like preys upon humans, and they're able to like ingest them, you know what I mean? But by pieces, right? So they're like, right. They're like licking him, they're putting their mouths on him, and their mouths expand, and they're able to like grasp onto his body and stretch his body out. Is that an overly complicated way to put it?
But they also, if they don't stretch their body, they just kind of attach themselves. You know what? Kind of like the Thing. Like the way John Carpenter portrayed like people merging together, like they're merging together and their skin's attaching, kind of like they're becoming Siamese twins, and then they also turn into like weird just body parts and skin,
and it becomes and like this huge orgy, right? Of
yeah, and it looks like really disgusting people. Jelly, like
yeah. And Brian, the director, he did that thing where as that happens, they cue like a red light to add to the surrealism, like they cue like the red light, and then they begin to like just start oiling up and just go into this crazy like orgy scene or whatever.
And I don't know if you noticed, but there was no blood in that scene because mm-hmm. Brian Yuzna was didn't want to have to deal with
the sensors, like
the sensors. Yeah, and I was like, man, I don't know if that would have made a difference. You probably could have put a bunch of blood in and made it more palatable, in my opinion, because this was gross.
There's less like indications of what's actually happening. Like they're not eating him, they're not murdering him, they're just like joining with them, and there's all this like lube and like weird old moaning men, and it's just like this really disgusting thing. That's why I compare it to Human Centipede, right? I mean, personally, I've never seen that movie, but that's the gist of it, right? They're just like,
it's just to be gross. Yeah. I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, this kid that gets killed by the shunting, which they all make like a big deal about, and it becomes very like it wants to be comical, but it's so gross because of the way the people are acting. They're like acting poorly. Like the mayor of the town is like, it's time for the shunting. And he's like smoking a cigar the entire time.
Right.
And then he's just like getting naked. And then they all get all like KY jellied up, or like their skin oozes it, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And then they kind of merge with the guy. But then this dude comes in and he's like, oh, my turn or whatever. And then he shoves his hand into this dude's ass, and then it comes out his mouth.
Which is not the first time that happened. This is the first time that happened. This is the second time that happens.
Oh, man. Yes. Like once you think like, oh, OK, it can't get any grosser than this. Right.
Yeah.
And then our protagonist goes to an upstairs room to run away. And his quote-unquote parents and sister are in there, and they're all like, I guess they're having sex. I guess that's what it is.
Yeah, but I don't know what they're doing.
Each other. Like, so I was like, so what is the shunting? Is it like a feeding thing, or is it like just a sex thing?
I don't know
thing?
because then you get the famous butthole scene where
the dad's he's like, I guess you're right, son. I am a butthead, and then he starts going like. I'm like, oh my god, what is this?
Yeah, he essentially like, they make a like a prosthetic or something of the actor, and his head's coming out of his butthole.
But yeah,
that's and the sister is up the mother's vagina with her head out.
Yeah, Yeah.
That's, you know, it's weird.
It's very weird. I mean, and then at the end of this, you think that, oh, yeah, Billy has another best friend that I forgot about until the end because he popped up to try to save the day.
Mm-hmm.
Which I don't remember that character at all. But he shows up, pretends to be a cop, and is just kind of casually walking around while the shunting's happening, which is like, what is this guy doing? And then he doesn't do anything. He's just kind of there. And then he calls out for Billy, and then that's when Billy, I feel like, gets caught by the people that are going to shunt him again.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy that plays the bully sort of dude in the academy.
Yeah.
I guess he's a bully. I don't know. He's just like a super rich guy that acts like a bully. They decide like, oh, well, it's you and me, Billy boy. We're going to do this. We're going to do this now. And then he's like shunting him a little bit. But then Billy's able to like, does he reach into his asshole too? I don't know what's going on.
But he punches in his butthole and does the same thing the judge did by
flips him inside out.
He pulls all his inside out.
Yeah, he flips him inside out. And then that's enough for everyone to be like, oh no. Oh, I'm afraid of him. Like even his like fake dad is like, whoa, oh. It's like, what the hell? You guys can like just like gloop on each other. Why was it hard to kill this guy? And then the way it ends is he's like, he walks out like, yeah, that's right. And then he takes the girl who's obviously a part of these gloopy people. Like, come on, we're getting out of here. And he takes his best friend, like, quote unquote, best friend. And they get in a car and drive away. And that is our ending, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, that's it.
No, nothing else. There's no closure.
No.
No, he defeated his bully and that's all he needed to do. That's fine.
And then he runs away. Yeah, with his girlfriend. Or a new girlfriend.
Yeah.
Who grows a conscience or whatever.
Yeah, for some reason. And leaves her like very Caucasian, very young looking mother to just be like brain dead or whatever she is. It's like, I feel like they try to explain that at one point with the mayor like coughing up a hairball like, oh, I'm getting too old for this. And I was like, okay. No, that's it. That's all you get.
I mean, I like that they didn't portray the scene as real at all. It's very like, again, like surreal, but it also it's played almost for laughs, right? Like it's played for the exaggeration.
Yeah.
Like nothing about it. Everything is over the top. There's no levity. There's no like groundedness to it. It's just one big spectacle towards the end. And I think that was a smart choice. That was a smart choice to how to portray it. If this was taken serious at all, like if it was trying to be, you know, realistic or dramatic, I think it I can't even see how that would play out, you know what I mean? Like it was a smart decision to keep it kind of what's a good word, like I don't know, like over the top.
Yeah,
kind of goofy.
Because it played kind of like a trauma film. If like anybody exactly seen trauma films, like it's very mm-hmm. silly, very like purposely wacky. I don't know, like a serious adaptation of this film. I don't know. Yeah. Looking at you, WB. Let's see what you can do.
Yeah. So, did you want to have roundup? Have
Jordan
some
Peele.
Go ahead. You want Jordan Peele to make it?
Yeah, I think we should start a petition. If all of our listeners, all of you, could send Jordan Peele a letter saying, hey, you should remake Society. I think he'll do it.
Right. I'm sure he will. I'm sure yes. Everyone's going to listen to us.
Oh, man. Well, I can't recommend this movie, I'll be honest. I mean, I talked to my younger brother today, and I told him, like, dude, it's like one of those movies you're probably going to see on lists all the time. And if you do decide to watch it, just like YouTube, the last 20 minutes, that's all.
Yeah.
Which it's there's like worse shit on YouTube. So that probably is okay to watch.
There's just certain movies you just like are on every list. Like, I don't know, Citizen Kane, right? Or you know,
Salem's Lot
that are just like, for whatever reason, are just like constantly brought into the conversation. I'm in the same boat. I could not recommend this movie. I mean, I try to find things. I looked at it objectively and tried to find things about it. I'm not really that strong of a film.
Right. Yeah. No. I mean, if the movie was just like a 45 minute short where it just got to the shunting, I think I would have liked it a lot more.
Yeah. More abstract.
Yeah, if it's just like this guy, the kid's walking in like, "Mom, Dad, what's going on?" And then the shunting happens, I'd be like, "Oh, this is cool." But no, there's a lot of build up to nothing, and then it happens.
And we're all better for it.
You know what? If you walk away from a movie, questioning everything, like if you have a lot of whys, it did its job, I think. I think that's the idea of film and art.
Definitely, yeah.
Questioning everything.
Definitely on the art side. Okay. How many sexy skeleton bones would you give it?
Oh, man. This is the problem. I have to give it sexy skeleton bones because there's a lot of sexy, gloopy skeleton bones in this movie.
Very, very little bones. It's all recorded.
Just for like the final... Like that end sequence, which is like, you know, it kind of is worth the watch, that one section, because like it's very impressive what they did. Like,
right.
It's so weird. I don't know. I wanted to be disgusted, but I was so just taken back mostly. Like, this is so strange. like somebody's fever dream, like some, I don't know. Like Takashi Mike's fever dream. I'm going to give it two sexy skeleton bones. That's all it deserves because it'll just shunt with other skeleton bones anyway and give itself 10 bones. So it's fine.
Yeah, I'm going to be in the same park. I'll do 4 shunting skeleton bones out of 30. So, okay. So next week we are reviewing, hopefully a better movie. We are reviewing Uncle Peckerhead.
Uncle Peckerhead. I love it. It's such a great title.
It is. It's great. I can't wait. Okay then. We'll
go on to do our shunting and you guys have a wonderful week. And stay spooky.
Yeah, thanks. Bye.